Chapter 16, The L. This chapter discusses the sound of L, not to be confused with that of the American R, which was covered in the last chapter. We'll approach this sound first by touching on the difficulties it presents to foreign speakers of English, and next by comparing L to the related sounds of T, D, and N.
L and foreign speakers of English. The English L is usually no problem at the beginning or in the middle of a word. The native language of some people, however, causes them to make their English L much too short. At the end of a word, the L is especially noticeable if it is either missing, Chinese, or too short, Spanish. In addition, most people consider the L as a simple consonant. This can also cause a lot of trouble. Thus, two things are at work here: location of language sounds in the mouth, and the complexity of the L sound. Location of language in the mouth. The sounds of many Romance languages are generally located far forward in the mouth. My French teacher told me that if I couldn't see my lips when I spoke French, it wasn't French. Spanish is sometimes even called the smiling language. Chinese, on the other hand, is similar to American English in that it's mostly produced far back in the mouth. The principal difference is that English also requires clear use of the tongue's tip, a large component of the sound of L. The compound sound of L. The L is not a simple consonant. It's a compound made up of a vowel and a consonant. Like the a sound discussed in Chapter 12, the sound of L is a combination of and ul. The being a reduced vowel sound, is created in the throat, but the ul part requires a clear movement of the tongue. First, the tip must touch behind the teeth. This part is simple enough. But then, the back of the tongue must then drop down and back for the continuing schwa sound. Especially at the end of a word, Spanish-speaking people tend to leave out the schwa and shorten the L, and Chinese speakers usually leave it off entirely. One way to avoid the pronunciation difficulty of a final L, as in call, is to make a liaison when the next word begins with a vowel. For example, if you want to say, "I have to call on my friend," let the liaison do your work for you. Say, "I have to call on my friend."
L compared with T, D, and N. When you learn to pronounce the L correctly, you'll feel its similarity with T, D, and N. Actually, the tongue is positioned in the same place in the mouth for all four sounds, behind the teeth. The difference is in how and where the air comes out. T and D. The sound of both T and D is produced by allowing a puff of air to come out over the tip of the tongue. N. The sound of N is nasal. The tongue completely blocks all air from leaving through the mouth, allowing it to come out only through the nose. You should be able to feel the edges of your tongue touching your teeth as you say N. L. With the L, the tip of the tongue is securely touching the roof of the mouth behind the teeth, but the sides of the tongue are dropped down and tensed. This is where L is different from N. With N, the tongue is relaxed and covers the entire area around the back of the teeth so that no air can come out. With L, the tongue is very tense and the air comes out around its sides. At the beginning, it's helpful to exaggerate the position of the tongue. Look at yourself in the mirror as you stick out the tip of your tongue between your front teeth. With your tongue in this position, say L several times. Then try saying it with your tongue behind your teeth, L. This sounds complicated, but it's easier to do than to describe. You can practice this again later with exercise 16-3. Our first exercise, however, must focus on differentiating the sounds. Exercise 16-1. Sounds comparing L with T, D, and N. For this exercise, concentrate on the different ways in which the air comes out of the mouth when producing each sound of L, T, D, and N. Look at the drawings included here to see the correct position of the tongue. Instructions for reading the groups of words listed next are given after the words. TD. Plosive. A puff of air comes out over the tip of the tongue. The tongue is somewhat tense. N. Nasal. Air comes out through the nose. The tongue is completely relaxed. L. Lateral. Air flows around the sides of the tongue. The tongue is very tense. The lips are not rounded. Exercise 16-2. Sounds comparing L with T, D, and N. Repeat after me, first down, and then across.
1. At the beginning of a word. La, lo, li, na, no, ni, ta, to, ti, da, do, di. La, na, ta, da, lo, no, to, do, li, ni, ti, di. 2. In the middle of a word, belly, collar, alley, Benny, Connor, Annie's, Betty, Cotter, at ease, belly, Benny, Betty, collar, Connor, Cotter, alley, Annie's, at ease. 3. At the end of a word, A, whole, hold, hone, hoed, call, called, con, cod. B, fill, full, fool, fail, fell, feel, fuel, furl.
Look at the group 3B. This exercise has 3 functions. 1. Practice final L's. 2. Review vowel sounds. 3. Review the same words with the staircase. Note: notice that each word has a tiny schwa after the L. This is to encourage your tongue to be in the right position to give your words a finished sound. Exaggerate the final L and its otherwise inaudible schwa. Repeat the last group of words.
Fill, full, fool, fail, fell, feel, fuel, furl.
Once you're comfortable with your tongue in this position, let it just languish there while you continue vocalizing, which is what a native speaker does. Repeat again. Fill, full, fool, fail, feel, fuel, furl. What are all those extra sounds I'm hearing? I hope that you're asking a question like this about now. Putting all of those short little words on a staircase will reveal exactly how many extra sounds you have to put in to make it sound right. For example, if you were to pronounce fail as fail, the sound is too abbreviated for the American ear. We need to hear the full fail. Exercise 16-3. Final L with schwa. Repeat after me. 1. Fill. 2. Full. 3. Fool. 4. Fail. 5. Fell. 6. Feel. 7. Fuel. 8. Furl. Exercise 16-4. Many final L's. This time, simply hold the L sound extra long. Repeat after me.
1. Fill. 2. Full. 3. Fool. 4. Fail. 5. Fell. 6. Feel. 7. Fuel. 8. Furl.
Exercise 16-5. Liaise the L's. As you work with the following exercise, here are 2 points you should keep in mind. When a word ends with an L sound, either A, connect it to the next word if you can, or B, add a slight schwa for an exaggerated L sound. For example, A, enjoyables, B, possible.
Note, although A is really the way you want to say it, B is an interim measure to help you put your tongue in the right place. It would sound strange if you were to always add the slight schwa. Once you can feel where you want your tongue to be, hold it there while you continue to make the L sound. You can do the same thing to stop an N from becoming an ing.
Exercise 16-6, finding L sounds. Pause the CD and find and mark all the L sounds in the familiar paragraph below. The first one is marked for you. There are 17 of them. 5 are silent. Check the answer key. Exercise 16-7. Silent L's. Once you've found all the L sounds, the good news is that very often you don't even have to pronounce them. Read the following list of words after me. 1. Would, could, should. 2. Chalk, talk, walk. 3. Calm, palm, psalm. 4. Already, all right, almond. 5. Although, almost, always. 6. Salmon, alms, Albany. 7. Folk, cock, polka. 8. Half, calf, behalf. 9. Yoke, colonel, Lincoln.
Before reading about little Lola in the next exercise, I'm going to get off the specific subject of L for the moment to talk about learning in general. Frequently, when you have some difficult task to do, you either avoid it or do it with dread. I'd like you to take the opposite point of view. For this exercise, you're going to completely focus on the thing that's most difficult, leaving your tongue attached to the top of your mouth. And rather than saying, "Oh, here comes an L, I'd better do something with my tongue," just leave your tongue attached all through the entire paragraph. Remember our clenched teeth reading of What Must the Sun Above Wonder About in Chapter 12? Well, it's time for us to make weird sounds again.
Exercise 16-8. Hold your tongue.
You and I are going to read with our tongues firmly held at the roofs of our mouths. If you want, hold a clean dime there with the tongue's tip. The dime will let you know when you've dropped your tongue, because it'll fall out. Do not use candy. It'll hold itself there, since wet candy's sticky. If you prefer, you can read with your tongue between your teeth instead of the standard behind-the-teeth position and use a small mirror. Remember that with this technique, you can actually see your tongue disappear as you hear your L sounds drop off. It's going to sound ridiculous, of course, and nobody would ever intentionally sound like this, but no one will hear you practice. You don't want to sound like this. Force your tongue to make all the various vowels in spite of its position. Let's go. Leave a little for Lola.
Exercise 16-9, Little Lola. Now that we've done this, instead of L being a hard letter to pronounce, it's the easiest one because the tongue is stuck in that position. Pause the CD to practice the reading on your own, again with your tongue stuck to the top of your mouth. Read the following paragraph after me with your tongue in the normal position. Use good, strong intonation. Follow my lead as I start dropping H's here. Little Lola felt left out in life. She told herself that luck controlled her, and she truly believed that only by loyally following an exalted leader could she be delivered from her solitude. Unfortunately, she learned a little late that her life was her own to deal with. When she realized it, she was already eligible for Social Security, and she had lent her lifelong earnings to a lowlife in Long Beach. She lay on her linoleum and slid along the floor in anguish. A little later, she leapt up and laughed. She no longer longed for a leader to tell her how to live her life. Little Lola was finally all well. In our next paragraph about 30 little turtles, we deal with another aspect of L, namely consonant clusters. When you have a DL combination, you need to apply what you learned about liaisons and the American T as well as the L. Since the two sounds are located in a similar position in the mouth, you know that they're going to be connected, right? You also know that all of these middle T's are going to be pronounced D, and that you're going to leave the tongue stuck to the top of your mouth. That may leave you wondering, where is the air to escape? The L sound is what determines that. For the D, you hold the air in, the same as for a final D. Then for the L, you release it around the sides of the tongue. Let's go through the steps before proceeding to our next exercise. Exercise 16-10, dull versus dull. Repeat after me.
Laid, ladle, lay dull. To hear the difference between dull and dull, contrast the sentences. Don't lay dull tiles and don't ladle tiles. Lay dull, ladle.
Exercise 16-11, final L practice. Repeat the following lists.
Bull, pull, wool, full, Schultz, toll, yule, ball, hall, hauled, Paul, wall, fall, shawl, tall, vault, y'all, call, bowel, howl, howled, powl, foul, towel, vowel, yowl, cowl, bell, hell, held, pell, well, fell, shell, tell, velt, yell, kelly, bail, hail, hailed, pale, whale, fail, shale, tail, veil, yale, kale, bowl, hole, hold, pole, hole, full, shoal, toll, vole, cold, beel, heel, healed, peel, wheel, feel, sheel, teal, veal, yield, keel, bottle, huddle, hurdle, poodle, wheedle, fetal, shuttle, turtle, vital, yodel, coddle.
Exercise 16-12, 30 little turtles in a bottle of bottled water. Repeat the following paragraph, focusing on the consonant plus -ol combinations. This paragraph was quoted in the New York Times by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Thomas Friedman. 30 little turtles in a bottle of bottled water. A bottle of bottled water held 30 little turtles. It didn't matter that each turtle had to rattle a metal ladle in order to get a little bit of noodles, a total turtle delicacy. The problem was that there were many turtle battles for the less than noodles of noodles. The littlest turtles always lost because every time they thought about grappling with the haggler turtles, their little turtle minds boggled and they only caught a little bit of noodles. Exercise 16-13, speed reading.
We've already practiced strong intonation, so now we'll just pick up the speed. First, I'm going to read our familiar paragraph as fast as I can. Subsequently, you'll practice on your own, and then we'll go over it together, sentence by sentence, to let you practice reading very fast right after me. By then, you'll have more or less mastered the idea, so record yourself reading really fast and with very strong intonation. Listen back to see if you sound more fluent. Listen as I read. Hello, my name is Anne. I'm taking American accent training. There's a lot to learn, but I hope to make it as enjoyable as possible. I should pick up on the American intonation pattern pretty easily, although the only way to get it is to practice all the time. I use the up and down to peaks and valleys intonation more than I used to. I've been paying attention to pitch, too. It's like walking down a staircase. I've been talking to a lot of Americans lately, and they tell me that I'm easier to understand. Anyway, I could go on and on, but the important thing is to listen well and sound good. Well, what do you think? Do I? Pause the CD and practice speed reading on your own 5 times. Repeat each sentence after me. Hello, my name is Anne. I'm taking American accent training. There's a lot to learn, but I hope to make it as enjoyable as possible. I should pick up on the American intonation pattern pretty easily, although the only way to get it is to practice all the time. I use the up and down or peaks and valleys intonation more than I used to. I've been paying attention to pitch, too. It's like walking down a staircase. I've been talking to a lot of Americans lately, and they tell me that I'm easier to understand. Anyway, I could go on and on. The important thing is to listen well and sound good. Well, what do you think? Do I? Record yourself speed reading with strong intonation.
Exercise 16-14, tandem reading.
The last reading that I'd like you to do is one along with me. Up to now, I've read first and you've repeated in the pause that followed. Now, however, I'd like you to read along at exactly the same time that I read so that we sound like one person reading.
Hello.
My name is Anne.
I'm taking American accent training.
Read along with me. Hello, my name is Anne. I'm taking American accent training. There's a lot to learn, but I hope to make it as enjoyable as possible. I should pick up on the American intonation pattern pretty easily, although the only way to get it is to practice all the time. I use the up and down or peaks and valleys intonation more than I used to. I've been paying attention to pitch, too. It's like walking down a staircase. I've been talking to a lot of Americans lately, and they tell me that I'm easier to understand. Anyway, I could go on and on, but the important thing is to listen well and sound good. Well, what do you think? Do I?